You can't be neutral on the moving train, I told y'all before. You can't believe everything that your teacher tell you. Who was your teacher? Your teacher just learned what they was taught. How do you know what they was taught was correct? Yeah, I mean, dig into the real history of this country and the fact that it was built on blood. You can't be neutral on a moving train, 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 train.
Welcome to You Can't Be Neutral, a political podcast inspired by Howard Zinn and progressive and radical activism, taking a look at society, media, and politics. You can find out more at youcan'tbeneutral.com. You find a link there to send me a message and a link there to make a donation. You can make a one-time or recurring donation to keep this podcast free and independent. South Africa has found it necessary to return to the International Court of Justice with an urgent request. Here's the text of that request. Application of the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide in the Gaza Strip, South Africa v. Israel. Urgent request for the modification and indication of provisional measures pursuant to Article 41 of the Statute of the International Court of Justice and Article 75 and 76 of the Rules of Court of the International Court of Justice. 1. Introduction. The Republic of South Africa regrettably finds it necessary to return to the court to seek an urgent order from the court in the case of the application of the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide in the Gaza Strip, South Africa v. Israel, for the protection of the Palestinian people in Gaza from grave and irreparable violations of their rights and of South Africa's rights under the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, as a result of Israel's ongoing military assault on Rafah. 2. Overview. This request by South Africa asks the court urgently to indicate further provisional measures and/or modify its previous provisional measures pursuant to Article 41 of the Statute of the Court in Articles 73(1), 74(1), 75(1), and 3, and or 76(1) of the Rules of Court on the basis of changes in the situation and or new facts set out below. South Africa also urges the President of the Court urgently to call on Israel to act in such a way as will enable any order the Court may make on South Africa's application to have its appropriate effect pursuant to Article 74(4). The provisional measures previously indicated by the Court are not capable of, quote, fully addressing the changed circumstances and new facts on which this request is founded. The situation brought about by the Israeli assault on Rafah and the extreme risk it poses to humanitarian supplies and basic services into Gaza, to the survival of the Palestinian medical system, and to the very survival of Palestinians in Gaza as a group, is not only an escalation of the prevailing situation, but gives rise to new facts that are causing irreparable harm to the rights of the Palestinian people in Gaza. This amounts to a change in the situation in Gaza since the court's order of 28 March 2024, within the meaning of Articles 75(3) and 76(2) of the Rules of the Court. The changed circumstances in Gaza are manifest in at least three key respects overall. First, Rafah is now effectively the last refuge in Gaza for 1.5 million Palestinians from Rafah and those displaced by Israeli action, and the last viable center in Gaza for habitation, public administration, and the provision of basic public services, including medical care. Second, in seizing control of the Rafah and Kerem Shalom, Kerem Abu Salem crossings, Israel is now in direct total control of all entry and exit to Gaza, has cut it off from all humanitarian and medical supplies, goods, and fuel on which the survival of the population of Gaza depends, and is preventing medical evacuations. Third, the remaining population and medical facilities are at extreme risk, given the recent evidence of evacuation zones being treated as extermination zones. the mass destruction and mass graves at Gaza's other hospitals, and the use by Israel of artificial intelligence, AI, to identify, quote, kill lists. All three present the gravest and most urgent risk of irreparable prejudice to the rights in issue in this case and require urgent intervention and investigation. 3. New facts and changes in the situation in Gaza. The changes in the situation in Gaza brought about by Israel's military assault on Rafah relate to the fact that Rafah is the last population center in Gaza that has not been substantially destroyed by Israel, and as such the last refuge for Palestinians in Gaza. Not only is there nowhere for the 1.5 million displaced people and others in Rafah safely to flee to, so much of Gaza having been reduced to rubble. If Rafah is similarly destroyed, there will be little left of Gaza or the prospects for the survival of the Palestinian life in the territory. Rafah is where Gaza's largest still partially functioning hospitals are situated. Attacks on Rafah's hospitals, similar to those mounted by Israel against hospitals elsewhere in the Strip, would therefore deal a fatal blow to Gaza's already collapsed healthcare system. The two border crossings in Rafah, which Israel has seized and currently shut down, are the main entry points for life-saving humanitarian aid and other goods entering Gaza, and for the entry and exit of people, including humanitarians, medics, medical evacuees, and Palestinians fleeing the conflict. Israel's seizure of those crossings places Israel in control of all access to and from Gaza. Its current closure of the crossings has served to seal Gaza hermetically from the outside world, further crippling the delivery of aid to and within Gaza. As a primary humanitarian hub for humanitarian assistance in Gaza, if Rafah falls, so too does Gaza. As stated by United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA spokesperson from Rafah, on 8 May 2024, quote, "The population of Gaza is on life support, and that life support is failing." As this request makes clear, urgent provisional measures are required to ensure the survival of Palestinians in Gaza. Members of the court will have seen and heard reports of the situation in Gaza. Much additional information could be assembled and put before the court, and will be placed before the court by South Africa in responding to Israel's latest report. But the situation changes by the hour, and the extreme urgency of this request is such that South Africa believes that a key summary of the facts is sufficient to support its request. Should the court require additional information, South Africa will endeavor to provide it as soon as possible. On 6 to 7 May 2024, Israel began a military incursion into Rafah, where over 1.2 million displaced and terrified Palestinians, including an estimated 600,000 Palestinians under the age of 18, many of them disabled or orphaned, are now under severe and sustained Israeli military attack, with nowhere safe to go. The incursion followed a two-week intensification of Israel's military bombardment of Rafah, to which hundreds of thousands of Palestinians had previously been ordered by Israel to evacuate for their safety. An estimated 100,000 Palestinians in eastern Rafah, many of them already displaced nine times over, were given less than 15 hours to evacuate. Many were simply unable to flee. None have anywhere safe to go. The court will be aware from media reports of the extreme brutality and indiscriminate nature of Israel's attack on areas of Rafah, both within and outside the evacuation zone. Videos posted on social media by Israeli soldiers record them firing directly on areas where tents are pitched by displaced Palestinians. The risk to Palestinians remaining in Rafah is particularly severe. Many, including large numbers of Palestinian children, have been killed or injured already. There was recently published testimony from Israeli soldiers who have served in Gaza that Israeli soldiers treat evacuation zones as zones of extermination, in which all remaining Palestinians are considered to be legitimate targets. Israel also relies extensively on AI to select its targets and kill lists. The Israeli assault on Rafah is deliberately inflicting on Palestinians conditions of life calculated to bring about their physical destruction. Al-Najjar Hospital, one of the last remaining medical facilities in the entire Rafah Governorate and one of Gaza's largest remaining partially functioning hospitals, is no longer functional. Other hospitals, including one of the last partially functioning maternity hospital in the whole of Gaza, hitherto handling almost 50% of Gaza's daily births, are severely impacted. This represents a change in the situation and a point of no return for Gaza's already broken health system, which has been systematically destroyed by Israel over the course of the past 7 months, and which, quote, would not be able to cope with a surge in casualties and deaths that a Rafah incursion would cause. Israel has seized control of both the Rafah and the Kerem Shalom, Kerem Abu Salem, crossings in Rafah, thereby taking full and direct control of all entry and exit of people and goods to and from the whole of Gaza. It has to date closed both crossings to the movement of goods and people in both directions, blocking the two main arteries for getting life-saving aid to Gaza's starving population. The failure by Israel to allow in the fuel necessary for sustaining humanitarian operations and facilities, such as sewage and water plants, is throttling the already crippled humanitarian operation. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, UNOCHA, has stated that the mass evacuation ordered by Israel in Rafah, quote, is impossible to carry out safely. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, is warning of catastrophic risks in evacuating the 600,000 children estimated to be sheltering there, many of them disabled, orphaned, or alone. The evacuation corridors are themselves, quote, likely mined or littered with unexploded ordnance. Israel's practice of separating Palestinian men from women and children as they attempt to flee along purported, quote, safe routes, is reminiscent of the genocidal practices at Srebrenica. In any event, there is nowhere for Palestinians in Rafah to go. As of May 2024, approximately 76% of the territory of Gaza is under Israeli evacuation orders, and an estimated two-thirds of homes have been damaged or destroyed. Rafah is now the, quote, primary humanitarian hub of Gaza, and the only remaining area capable of, quote, hosting the mass displacement of over 1 million people, albeit in conditions of extreme deprivation. It requires urgent protection. Israel has directed Palestinians in Rafah to flee to the so-called Al-Mawasi, quote, humanitarian area in the Khan Yunis Governorate, which has already been largely reduced to rubble and dirt by Israel, with unexploded ordnance posing extreme risks to displaced people. Al-Mawasi itself consists in significant part of an uninhabitable sand dune, quote, lacking safety and essential services, and full of insect-borne diseases with people living crowded in tents and outdoors. The camp has itself been repeatedly bombed by Israel, and Palestinian children sheltering there have been shot in the head as they attempted to forage for food. The current situation and the risks that Israeli military assault on Rafah pose to the very survival of Palestinians in Gaza as a group do not represent a mere escalation of the already extreme pre-existing situation before the court on 12 February 2024, when the court issued its previous decision relating to the threat of a military offensive against Rafah. In attacking Rafah, Israel is attacking the last refuge in Gaza, and the only remaining area of the strip which has not yet been substantially destroyed by Israel. With Rafah's destruction, the destruction of Gaza itself will be complete. New evidence of Israeli atrocities across Gaza is emerging, illustrating the extreme risk facing Rafah's population and hospitals as a result of Israel's military incursion. They include what United Nations experts describe as the, quote, horrific details emerging from mass graves recently unearthed in the Gaza Strip. Over 390 bodies have been discovered at Nasser and Al-Shifa hospitals, including of women and children, with many reportedly showing signs of torture and summary executions, and potential instances of people buried alive. by preventing international observers, fact finders, and the international press from entering Gaza, Israel is preventing the effective collection and preservation of this evidence. Without it, Israel's many acts of genocide and other crimes and breaches of international law of the utmost gravity are likely to remain not only unpunished, but unrecorded and unacknowledged. Israel is conducting a brutal military attack on the sole remaining refuge for the people of Gaza, whom it is simultaneously subjecting to a humanitarian aid blockade. Against that backdrop, as stated by the Director General of the World Health Organization, Israel's military incursion into Rafah, quote, will plunge the crisis into unprecedented levels of humanitarian need. A ceasefire is urgently needed for the sake of humanity. It is urgently needed to prevent further violations of the Genocide Convention and to ensure the implementation of the court's previous orders in this case, which Israel continues to ignore and violate. The need for the urgent cessation of military operations throughout Gaza could not be more evident and is repeatedly affirmed by states, the United Nations Secretary General, and international organizations. Israel's military assault and operation are killing the Palestinian people of Gaza, while Israel is simultaneously starving them and deliberately denying them humanitarian aid and the basic necessities of life. Those who have survived so are facing imminent death now, and an order from the court is needed to ensure their survival. 4. Additional provisional measures, modifications requested to the court's decisions. South Africa respectfully requests the court urgently to exercise its powers pursuant to Article 41 of the Statute of the Court and Article 73, 74, 75, and or 76 of the Rules of Court to examine the requirement for additional or amended provisional measures in light of the change in the situation and or new facts. South Africa submits that this is extremely urgent, necessary, and essential in light of the desperate circumstances facing Palestinians in Gaza, and particularly in Rafah, as a result of Israel's continuing violations of the Genocide Convention and of this court's orders. Israel's conduct has been contemptuous of the court and of international law. The provisional measures indicated by the court to date have been ignored and violated. Israel has instead chosen to escalate the humanitarian catastrophe through total military onslaught. The onslaught on the Palestinians in Gaza is of a nature that can only be intended to result in the genocidal destruction of that group. There is a real and present risk not only of the continuing and further deliberate commission of violations of the Genocide Convention, but also the destruction of the evidence of those violations and the effective erasure of the possibility of bringing those responsible to justice. In view of the extreme urgency of the situation, South Africa requests that the court consider this request without a hearing, insofar as that would be capable of expediting a determination within a week by 17 May 2024. However, if the court considers that it cannot accede to South Africa's request for an order without a hearing, the court is respectfully requested urgently to schedule an oral hearing for South Africa's request to be heard on or before 17 May 2024, in accordance with Article 74, 1, 2, and 3 of its rules. Specifically, South Africa requests that the court indicate the following provisional measures. 1. The State of Israel shall immediately withdraw and cease its military offensive in the Rafah Governorate. 2. The State of Israel shall immediately take all effective measures to ensure and facilitate the unimpeded access to Gaza of United Nations and other officials engaged in the provision of humanitarian aid and assistance to the population of Gaza, as well as fact-finding missions, internationally mandated bodies or officials, investigators and journalists, in order to assess and record conditions on the ground in Gaza and enable the effective preservation and retention of evidence, and shall ensure that its military does not act to prevent such access, provision, preservation, or retention. 3. The State of Israel shall submit an open report to the court, A, on all measures taken to give effect to these provisional measures within 1 week as from the date of this order, and B, on all measures taken to give effect to all previous provisional measures indicated by the court within 1 month as from the date of this order. South Africa also requests that the court reaffirm and seek urgent compliance by Israel with the provisional measures ordered by the court on 26 January and 28 March 2024. In particular, South Africa requests that the court urgently reaffirm the application to the Rafah and Kerem Shalom, Kerem Abu Salem crossings of Provisional Measure 4 of its 26 January 2024 order and Provisional Measures 2A and B of its 28 March 2024 order, as requiring the immediate relinquishment by Israel of its control of those two crossings and its cessation of any further impediments, one, to the entry and egress of persons, including medical, United Nations, and other humanitarian personnel and medical evacuees, and of urgently needed humanitarian assistance, and two, to the provision of goods and services necessary to address the adverse conditions of life faced by Palestinians in Gaza and to sustain their survival. South Africa remains firmly of the view that the necessary condition for the effective implementation of the court's provisional measures is a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Moreover, and importantly, South Africa requests that pending the consideration of its request by the court, the president of the court exercise his power under Article 74(4) of the Rules of the Court to call upon Israel to act in such a way as will enable any order the court may make on South Africa's request for additional and/or modified provisional measures to have its appropriate effects in achieving the immediate cessation of Israel's military assaults on Rafah and withdrawal from the governorate, and the immediate provision of humanitarian aid and medical and other evacuations in full cooperation with the United Nations and other established humanitarian organizations, pending the determination of this request. In light of Israel's ongoing non-compliance with the provisional measures previously indicated by this court, South Africa requests that in making that call, the President clarify and confirm those orders, including the conditions he considers are required to give them, quote, full effect. 5. The conditions for the indication of additional modified provisional measures. The court has already determined the existence of a dispute relating to the interpretation, application, or fulfillment of the Genocide Convention, over which it has prima facie jurisdiction, pursuant to Article 9 of the Genocide Convention, and that South Africa has standing as a party to the Genocide Convention with, quote, a common interest to ensure the prevention, suppression, and punishment of genocide. It has also repeatedly found that the current situation before it entailed a continued and further risk of irreparable prejudice to the plausible rights claimed by South Africa. The right of the Palestinians in Gaza to be protected from acts of genocide and related prohibited acts mentioned in Article 3. The change in the situation in Gaza and/or new facts in Rafah as set out above demand additional and/or modified provisional measures. There is also an urgent and pressing need to ensure the survival of the Palestinian people in Gaza as a group and their protection from further harm, starvation, disease, and death resulting from Israel's closure of the Rafah and Kerem Shalom, Kerem Abu Salem crossings, which is seriously impeding the delivery and provision of life-saving humanitarian aid, basic services, and medical assistance across Gaza. Despite repeated orders by the court, Israel has not changed its conduct. It has doubled down on its genocidal aims and acts, including by invading Rafah. Members of the Israeli Ministerial Committee on National Security Affairs, quote, Security Cabinet, and the War Cabinet have continued their genocidal rhetoric. By way of example, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a member of both the War Cabinet and Security Cabinet, has described Israel's war aims as being, quote, to ensure that Gaza will never again constitute a threat to Israel. He describes Israel's objective as being to achieve total victory, underscoring that no force in the world will stop us. Israeli Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant, a member of both the War Cabinet and the Security Cabinet, has made clear that Israel is, quote, taking apart neighborhood after neighborhood, and will reach every location in Gaza. Israeli Minister of Finance Bezalel Smotrich, a member of the Security Cabinet, has asserted in terms, quote, "There are no half measures. Rafah, Deir al-Balah, Nusayrat, total annihilation. Quote, you shall blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. There's no place under heaven." In an interview broadcast on Israeli television on 3 May 2024, the vice chair of the international arm of the Likud party, party of the Israeli prime minister, stated, quote, "I think we need to invade Rafah yesterday to go in to get them. There are no uninvolved. We need to go in and kill and kill and kill. We need to kill them before they kill us." On 7 May 2024, Israeli soldiers preparing for the ground invasion of Rafah filmed themselves chanting, "Tear down Rafah." The view, as expressed by the Israeli president on 12 October 2023 and cited by this court in its January order, that there are no innocent or, quote, "not involved civilians in Gaza," is widespread, as is the call, including by senior military commanders, for the restriction of humanitarian assistance to Gaza. South Africa considers that it is imperative for the court to do more than reiterate that the State of Israel remains bound to fully comply with its obligations under the Genocide Convention and with the orders. As the overwhelming evidence demonstrates, the very manner in which Israel is pursuing its military operations in Rafah and elsewhere in Gaza is itself genocidal. It must be ordered to stop. Conclusion. As stated by the United Nations Secretary General on 7 May 2024, quote, "We are at a decisive moment for the Palestinian and Israeli people and for the fate of the entire region. In this moment, South Africa respectfully asks the court to accede to its request to indicate further and/or modified provisional measures in these proceedings, and to clarify those provisional measures the court has already ordered. The extreme gravity of the situation facing Palestinian men, women, and children in Rafah, and the existential risk that the Palestinian people in Gaza as a part of the Palestinian national, racial, and ethnical group face, demands further action by the court. In the words of the spokesperson for UNICEF, quote, "We have pleaded and implored countless times. We do so once more for the children of Rafah. We need a ceasefire now." The Hague, 10 May, 2024. And that will wrap up the reading of this urgent request for the modification and indication of provisional measures pursuant to Article 41 of the Statute of the International Court of Justice and Article 75 and 76 of the Rules of Court of the International Court of Justice, submitted by South Africa to the International Court of Justice. And that will wrap up this episode of You Can't Be Neutral. If you want to check out all the back episodes, go to youcan'tbeneutral.com. If you want to listen to this and all my podcasts playing 24/7, you can go to movingtrainradio.com. Here is a new track from Loki. This is called "Palestine Will Never Die," featuring Mai Khalil. And it's our moment of Zin. Thanks for listening.
وقف الطفل وحده والليالي ورصاص من حوله وجنود وقف الطفل والحجارة أكوام وعيناه عزمة وصمود وعيناه عزمة وصمود
star. Can't get the image out of my heart when we've seen the bodies found in a mountain of parts. Netanyahu told you just another child of the dark. Clear it's gonna take much more than thousands to march. More than a speech, more than a poem, more than a track of music. Gonna take more than a sit down with Bassem Youssef. Even bringing back ambassadors isn't Atlas useless. Long as you pump oil for Apaches and the tanks they're using. Freedom just beyond reach for people you cannot see. He's wheezing and cannot breathe and screaming through the concrete, looking for his four children. The bombs leave structures that I wouldn't want to call buildings. My fingers pointed at this government, you all killed them. Tell me that you wouldn't take up arms if those were your children. Let me make the factor clear, those bombs were manufactured here. And they want the land as theirs because of natural gas in there. Feel death in the atmosphere while we hapless stand and stare. And a little boy begs for his brother's strand of hair. Truth is I don't know how anyone can live after digging for their dead kids buried under bricks. Israel is a terror state, terrorists that terrorize. I testify, my television televise, I'm telling lies. This is not a war, it is systematic genocide. But whatever they try, Palestine will never die.
Palestine.
They're not prepared to face the pain, so they're scared to say your name.
Palestine.
They're not prepared to face the pain, so they're scared to say your name.
Palestine.
They're not prepared to face the pain, so they're scared to say your name. They're not prepared to face the pain, so they're scared to say your name.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. From the river to the sea, free, 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 free. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. From the river to the sea, free, 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 free.
They bomb churches and paramedics, it's hurting the panic spreading. Hospitals where the doctors do C-sections, no anesthetics. The pressure is manifesting, humanity stands connected. Masses seem apathetic and actually just accept it. When our grandchildren ask us, what did we do to stop it? I'm determined to say, I did more than make music on it. That's why we shut down arms factories, you can try stopping us. Palestine action's the opposite of white phosphorus. We tell them on the television, but they never listen. Tell Piers Morgan that resistance isn't terrorism. They want them fled or missing, death or prison, endless killing. I seen a father hold his baby up, the head was missing. Imagine demolition of home where your parents living. Kings won't say a thing, but at least we know that Yemen's with them. Ethnic cleansing, it ain't hard to see the stages, but Gaza is a graveyard of the invaders. Ears close to the savagery, clear though when there's clarity. The journalists and doctors are heroes of humanity. As sordid and as gory as this story is for now, are they depopulating Gaza for Ben-Gurion's canal? Israel is a terrorist state, terrorists that terrorize. I testify, my television televise, I'm telling lies. This is not a war, it is systematic genocide. But whatever they try, Palestine will never die.